This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simen Kuf Nun Tes. Today we begin Se'if Ches. Se'if Ches. Welcome, everyone. Im Hichnis Yadav L'toich Kli Shamayim. If you insert your hands in a vessel of water, V'shichshich Yadav Bahem, and you rubbed your hands in them. So it's not coming mikoyach noisein onto your hands, but you stuck your hands into the water and you rubbed your hands. Im hakli mechuber lekarka layosu laytvila. If the kli is attached to the ground, that the netila doesn't work. Even according to those who hold, immersing in a kli is like netila, but if it's attached to the ground, it's worse, because it looks like you're trying to do tevila, and there is no tevila in shuvim. We'll see. So again, this is a new process that we're encountering. You're sticking your hands into a kli of water. You're rubbing your hands in the water. So if the kli is attached to the ground, it doesn't work. But if the kli is not attached to the ground, some say the netila is effective. Who's that? The Bahag, the Halachas Gedolos. And some say the Tur and the Hagois Maimini and the Smak say it doesn't work. If you're in a pressing circumstance, you could rely on those who are lenient. And if afterwards you encounter to wash without, if afterwards you have the opportunity to wash regularly, wash again without a bracha. So this is a new process, sticking your hands into a kli. And apparently it's worse when the kli is attached to the ground than if it's not attached to the ground. So that we have to understand, why is it worse if it's attached to the ground than if it is not attached to the ground? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata Nun Aleph, Im Hichnas Yadav Akdim Ktsas. I'll give a brief introduction, Kedei Sheyuvan Divrei Asip, Sif, so that the words of the Sif could be understood. V'hu Dinei Roiv HaPoiskim Oisrin Litbol Yadav B'Kli B'Makam Netila. Most poiskim prohibit immersing your hands in a kli in lieu of washing them. Mishum desvir lehu debeinan benetila kayach gavra, because they require, when you wash your hands, the strength of a person. V'hainu sheyavoyu amayim al yadav mikayach ha'adam sheshoyfech aleim. That is that the water comes onto your hands from the force of someone who pours on them. The chanal, like we mentioned earlier, usfaras hamakilin b'zeh, those who are lenient, they hold mishum desfirulahu deloy boi koyach shoyfech al yadav benetil zedayim. They hold you don't need the koyach of someone who pours benetil zedayim. V'rak sheyito mikli. So everybody agrees you need a kli. The question is, do you need koyach gavra? Do you need koyach shoyfech? Most rishonim say you do. Some Rishonim say you don't. V'lachin tevila b'soichai chashav lehu k'may netila mimena. If you don't need kayach gavra, then there is no distinction between pouring on your hands and sticking your hands into it. So the Mechaber said that if the kli is attached to the ground, it doesn't work. Why not? Lo yosalei netila haynu af lo oisin desfiru lehu detfila b'li kli k'netila hu. Even according to the Rishonim that hold you don't need kayach gavra, and they hold immersing in a kli is like pouring. Heicha shechibar akli la'karka gara. If you attach the kli to the ground, it's worse. Why? Dinira debala hachshir mitam tvila k'may b'mikvah. Because it looks like you're trying to kasher it through immersion, like a mikvah. The problem is, it's shu'uvim, utfila b'shu'uvim leka, v'ayim b'ber halacha. However, if it's not attached to the karka, yesh oimrim sha'osa v'loy ba'inan mayim ela kishir revius. All you need is revius, because if you were doing tevila, you would need 40 sa. But now, or perhaps to cover your hands. The Bach, in fact, holds you do need 40 sa. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no, according to this Deya, all you need is revius. The kenatila mamish chashav l'detu. It's the process of netilas yadayim. They hold you don't need the force of a pourer. Now, why do you need to be Yeshach Sheikh Yadav? He brings in the Dirshu that you have to be Yeshach Sheikh Shte Yadav Ka'achas. If you did one at a time, the Chazon Ish says it would not work. I don't think it's mashna that way from the Mishnah Berurah. I would humbly suggest the Mishnah Berurah holds it would work. Otherwise, he would tell you you have to stick both hands in simultaneously. You know, that's a pretty important detail that the Mishnah Berurah completely omits. But Rav Gifter says that the lamdus of Yeshach Sheikh Yadav is if you just stick them in, that's derech tevila. By, you know, rubbing your hands in the water, that's more derech netila. Okay.
You said that's more kayach gavra?
No, there is no kayach gavra.
Why? You're shaking your hands around. You're doing a kayach gavra on this washing.
No, the water will reach your hands irrespective of whether, you know.
What bracha would you make on such a
on the tilas yadayim. On the tilas yadayim.
Because it holds mamash netila.
Yeah, this is not tevila. It's mayim shuvim, right? Okay. V'yesh oimrim. There are those who say it's not effective. V'afilu yesh b'em arba'am sa. Why? V'hatam yishum d'v'inan koyach shoyfech. You need the force of a pourer she'yitein al yadayim davka to put on your hands v'chanal. Well, we also compare it to sanctifying your hands in the mikdash. The kaimelon, the pasul lit by dam betoicha kiyar. We hold you now to wash your hands in the kiyar. Yeah, the kiyar has to pour it on you. Kedeisa bezvachim. So there are two reasons why lo yosala tefila. Either because you don't have kayach gavra, or because we compare it to kiddush yadayim v'raglayim of the kiyar, that it has to be min ha-kiyar, not bikiyar. The Mishnah Halacha says the nafkamina between these two reasons is as follows. Let's say you have a big kli. You stick your hands into the kli. The kli is filled up halfway. You stick your hands into the kli. And you shake the bottom of the kli where the water in the bottom of the kli now falls on your hands. So according to the reason why you need kayach gavra and therefore it doesn't work in this case, you have kayach gavra. You shook the waters onto your hand. But if the reason is we learn that from the kiyar that it has to be from the kli, not in the kli, he says this wouldn't work. I'm not so convinced it wouldn't work. I wouldn't say that's not called washing it in the kli. It happened. Your hands happen to be suspended in the airspace of the kli. I don't know that so pasha that wouldn't work. But okay, that's just it's a way of illustrating the difference between the two reasons. Okay. So what do you do b'shas hadchak? Kegon she'en lo kli acheres, kli zu en yachal ataltala. Let's say you don't have another kli. I mean, what would the shas hadchak be? Because we're talking about where it's not attached. So not attached. Just pour it on your hands. What's the shas hadchak that you have to stick your hands in the things? Just pour it on your hand.
Too heavy.
It's a 500-pound clay. Yeah, that's an afgamina. Kagan she'ein loy kli achaz, you have no other kli. Uklizu eni yachal ataltol, you can't move it. Why not? Saying it's too heavy. Yachal lismach, you could rely on the Rishonim that say you don't need Koyach Gavra. The Taz Hevi B'Shem Rashal D'Choylek Alzeh. The Taz brings the Marshal. Marshal says, not a chance. You can't rely on this opinion B'Shas Hadchak. V'dayta D'Gam B'Shas Hadchak In Lismach Hazeh. D'Chol HaPoyskim Cholkim Hazeh. V'Chim Ma'ashen Mehagra. V'Nira D'Afilu Mishir Yirtza Lismach B'Shas Hadchak L'Hakel K'Divere Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishbura, it appears that even someone who wants to rely b'shas hadchak on the shochanach mikamakum lo yivarech al netila zu, you can't make a bracha on this netila. Why is the Mishbura saying that? I don't need the Mishbura to say you can't make a bracha. It's pashut from the mechaber. Mechaber never said you can make a bracha. He brings two deyos b'shas hadchak yachalis machal divrei amatirim. I never would have had a havamina in a million years. You can make a bracha. It's machlokes rishonim. Safek brachas lekula. Yeah. Okay. Venira. Venira. That's a chiddush. Venira. Dafu mikomag lo yivach ned umatzasis yamagazer redam eskimu kain. That's a pella. Wow. The shulchan aruch harav and the chayyadim also said you can't make a bracha. Obviously, that's why the Mechaber says, if you, no, you don't believe bracha.
Magen Avraham says you're allowed to make a bracha.
Mm-hmm. Magen Avraham says you're allowed to.
Says that in language in Bura. Can we laugh? Okay, Magen Avraham.
Okay, I hear. But what's Pshat in the Magen Avraham? How could you make a bracha if like the Mishnah Berurah started, Roiv Poiskim Oisrim Litval, because you need a Koyach Gavra. Interesting. Okay. Oy Kasu De Yoichal Azal Yidei Shichruch Alav Yadav B'Mapa. Furthermore, not only should you not really rely on it, you should also then, after you wash your hands within this kli, then wrap your hands in a glove. Noito b'lay bracha, d'shem ha'halacha. Now, so if it's nezdamin like water afterwards, why should you wash without a bracha? D'shem ha'halacha, k'amakilin, achvar yatsa yidei ma sheshechshech, sheshech yada behem, l'shem netila. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll hold over here, Skyach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.